John chapter 6. We'll pick up in verse 55. John 6, 55. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead, he who eats this bread will live forever. So this is part of this, what Kaufman rightfully says is a hard teaching that is reminiscent of the hard teaching that Jesus gives later, but in Luke chapter 14, that Lord willing we'll cover next week. So now, there's a... What follows through this is a sad ending to these statements. But as far as why Jesus came in about Moses, because the people mentioned in here previously that Moses had given their forefathers manna. Well, and so as a counter to that is this verse 58. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, in the desert, in Exodus. And those people are dead, what ate that manna. So he's talking about this spiritual bread will live forever. Verse 59. These things Jesus said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore, many of his disciples, when he heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" Okay. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you?" Because we remember, they're only following him, and Jesus already knew this, because they wanted a free meal. Well, you know, whenever people come for free meal, or people come for entertainment, and people come for athletics. We even know a congregation that built a basketball gym to bring people in. Well, it's easy in, easy out. And we're about to see the easy out and the contrast, or where this ultimately leads. Because when these attractants leave, guess what? The people leave, because they weren't here for spiritualness to begin with. Okay. 62, Jesus continues. What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. This is reminiscent to me of what Jesus will tell. I think this is in the future to this particular time. The woman of Samaria. And she tells him, well, you Jews say that you're supposed to worship in the temple, but we Samaritans worship in the high places. Which are we supposed to do? And to paraphrase Jesus, what he said to her is, the time is now and currently at hand that the location will not matter where the righteous will worship, but it will be the manner in which they worship, and they will worship in spirit and in truth. So here, he says, in spirit and in life. So that's what got me to thinking of in spirit and in truth. Verse 64, but there are some of you who do not believe. Well, they were just coming at him for food. They didn't believe what? Well, they didn't even believe that he was the Messiah. And in fact, previously, they were asking for more signs that he was the Messiah. Well, he'd already fed the 5,000. What more did they want? They'd already seen him heal countless healings of people that had various ailments. They'd witnessed all of that. None of that was enough. Well, it never is enough. When people are wanting things to have to, you have to give them to keep them coming or keep them interested. Well, it's never ending. They're going to have to come, be come to the conclusion that they want to worship God in spirit and in truth. That's the bottom line. And then to finish up 64, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. So obviously, there were some in this crowd that would, I'm confident this probably included some false witnesses. Some of these many false witnesses that came, and probably some of these were in the crowd. And we can know why, because of what just happens, we can see, well, that's consistent. Well, Jesus said he knew some of these would betray him. And we'll see what happens here in the next two verses. But 65, Jesus said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. And now, John 6, verse 66. There's a man that told us that in his opinion, this is the saddest verse in the entire Bible. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. So there were many of this group, this congregation, that left him and they never came back. And probably, I could assume, since this is the context, some of these betrayers probably came out of that group. That doesn't do any damage, and that's consistent with the text here. That they were some of these false witnesses came out of these that left him and never walked with him anymore. Well then, verse 67, Jesus then turns to the 12 and says, do you also want to go away? And then verse 68, but Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, there's some thoughts that I have on this to finish up this little thought in a good companion passage to this that due to lack of time, we don't have time to cover this. I'll see. We might cover this before we sing next week, Lord's willing. But we'll see how that goes. But for now, we will just end it here. And we'll probably end up completing Luke chapter 14 next week.